I am Rosie. I had put my children to bed and, sunk in thought, was busy with housekeeping. Suddenly, I heard a jeep stop in front of the door. Soldiers banged on the door loudly. I felt afraid, and as if in a trance, I opened the door. They came in and shouted at me, "Where is your damned husband? A decent woman knows where her husband is." They took me away. In detention, they did terrible things to me. I was shocked, completely helpless, and afraid of death. Somehow, I survived it.
I am John. I was politically active because I wanted to fight for my people, for the future of my children. I held out during torture and did not betray anyone. With the help of relatives, I managed to bring my family into Germany. But I often wonder now if I chose the right path. My wife, Rosie, is ill. She tries to be considerate to me because I'm also psychologically not well. We cannot be good parents for our children and have to rely on strangers for their assistance.
A trauma is when the unimaginable occurs for someone, when someone is confronted with the possibility of his own sudden death or the death of a loved one, when a life-threatening situation that one is not in a position to control sets in, and the event evokes in the affected person the feeling of helplessness, extreme fright, or terror. There are two types of traumata. Traumatic occurrences are categorized into unique, coincidental events like traffic accidents, plane crashes, fire catastrophes, and natural catastrophes, and in long-lasting traumata intentionally caused by people, like for example torture, war experiences, and sexual violence. The traumata caused by human beings are more difficult to handle than the coincidental, like for example natural catastrophes.